And joining me is Bobby McCreary, here to talk about KYI. And this weekend, you're celebrating 10 years of the Ketchikan Youth Initiative.
That's it. As a matter of fact, about 2 months ago, I woke up to the fact that it had been 10 years, which was amazing. And our founding president, Ty Recky, and I just recorded a PSA that said, "Wow, can you believe it?" And just to help people understand where we started after a couple of deaths of young teens due to a misuse of drugs, and had a meeting called Outside the Box. We invited 15 people up to age 18 and just started talking to them about what the community needed. That was back in 2004, December. And from that, a group was formed of teens, and we had some AmeriCorps people in town at that time. And they decided the first thing to do was to form a paintball park. So when we started, that was what we were going to be, was a paintball park. 10 years later, it's much different. But as Ty and I reminisced, we remembered that first year. There was a group of 6 to 8 teens that met for an entire year, every Wednesday, figuring out how to start a paintball field. And they went from ideas of seine net and, you know, just all kinds of things, a lot of research. Also, one of the places we met was Charlie Joe's restaurant, and she gave us free dessert. And as Ty said, dessert and ADHD don't fit together very well. So we had some pretty cool meetings.
And that paintball is I think it was just an activity for teenagers in the area. Was that the idea? Why paintball? Why were you forming a paintball?
Actually, thank you for asking that. One of the things that's been really important is we provide healthy alternative activities that can keep youth involved in something away from drugs and other problems. So that's how it started, not just for youth, but for anyone. And this town, actually, back then more than now, I think, was really involved with paintball. But out at Coast Guard Beach or Point Higgins and not in good places. And actually, Ty had spent time the year before trying to get some borough land or figure out how to do it. And so we invited him to come and meet with the group. And they said, "We want to just do something. We don't want to spend all our time with organizational documents and planning. We just want to do something, you know." And so that's where it came. Over the 10 years, that paintball field on Revilla Road has ebbed and flowed. It has developed into a really nice business opportunity. And by next year, we'll be running 2 fields, one on the road, which will be redone, and another woods ball course where you walk down about 50 yards or so into a wooded area.
More in the trees.
Yeah.
But I know that KYI was involved in building the skate park. That's happened within the last 10 years. I also know you have a center that you've been working on. How did that come out of a paintball field?
What a great question. We got going with the paintball field, and we realized that we needed additional involvement, help, volunteers, what to do. And we formed a relationship that ended up in something called Creekside Meeting Center. And it met, it was installed and centered in a building on Park Avenue next to the Ketchikan Apartments. And we had up to 3 Vistas working with us during that time as we were looking at programming and how to work in this particular setting, which was to normalize activities for people with mental health issues or disabilities. And KYI was the manager. We trained kids how to rent the facility, keep track of data, etc. And we sat there looking across the deck to the building that is now the KYI Youth Center going, "Wouldn't that be awesome if we could be in that building?" And it took about 3 years before the city decided that we were valuable new owners and didn't tear it down. They were going to tear it down. So that's how we got started with the youth center. The skate park effort started long before KYI was even around. I think it's been over 15 years that people in town have wanted to have a skate park. So that was a group that started forming, and they said, "We really need to do this." So 7 years after that, our involvement, it was started, and that was pretty exciting.
10 years later, after you started wanting to make more opportunities for positive opportunities for kids in Ketchikan, do you think that that's increased, or how have things changed over the last 10 years since KYA has started?
That's a really good question, Ruth. There's lots of ways to answer it. For me, it's easier to look at individuals and see the contributions we've made to individual lives through mentorship, through involvement, through building self-esteem, having an art auction. I'm watching the artists. This is up at Ted Ferry Center, and they're just kind of scrunched down in their seats because they don't know what's going to happen. And then people start bidding for their art, and they just puff up with self-esteem, you know. We had murals in Betty King Alley, incredible art. I mean, there's just a lot of different ways. With the paintball field, over the last 3 years, we've had a paintball leadership team. And we recruit at the junior high level, and they go through a training, and then they are the ones that run the paintball field. So they are learning how to run a business, and it's awesome. And when we were getting ready for this open house on Friday, some of the paintball leadership team came to set up the snap cage. There's going to be paintball in there. And I noticed how well they worked together as a team, as contrasted with some of the other kids and adults that were coming in.
Well, you mentioned the open house you're having. Maybe you can mention that date again. It's this Friday, is that right?
It is this Friday. We will be part of the Winter Art Walk. So we'll be on the map, and people need to remember to go from all the places they have been along the center part, around the corner, past where the old library used to be, to the Youth Arts, the Youth Community Center, which is across from American Legion.
If people haven't been there before, how might they recognize the building?
Well, there's a whole bunch of signs on it that say KYI, Youth Center, etc. It'll be lit up. There'll be music. So we waited to start until 7. The art walk goes from 5 to 8 because we didn't want to pull people away from that. So there'll be music by Ray Troll and the Ratfish Wranglers. There'll be barbecue skewers and an incredible amount of information about 10 years. There's a timeline that some of the youth have been working on that has all these events and resources, and it's incredible. So that part's going to be totally fun, too.
Well, I imagine it has a lot of different things on that timeline. 10 years is a long time, and I know there's been a lot happening. And I'm wondering if people want to get involved. Maybe this is their first time hearing about it. Maybe they have teens they think would like to be involved. Obviously, the open house would be a good way to get to know KYI. Is there other ways people might take that first step?
It's probably best to go on our website or even to call me at 617-5990 and express that interest, because we have our fingers in so many pods. We can easily pull some teens into something they might be interested in doing. Over all those years, we have totally relied on volunteers, so there's been no paid staff. We probably have over $700,000 in time from volunteers, and that has been everything from AmeriCorps Vistas, which we've had 8 of them, I think, to all kinds of different places, community service work. Some of the youth and adults come through community service work, and what a great opportunity, and it's so cool because they'll get excited about something. So it's going to, the intent and the plan and the target is the Youth Center will be open by spring 2016. We have one more grant to get, and that is on the February agenda of that grantor. So then there'll be a place to come and find out what's going. We can hardly wait for that.
Bobby, just the last question. What does 10 years mean to you? I know this has been definitely you've been through it all, so...
Ruth, thank you. Actually, we're going to have a board in the open house that says, what was your first memory of mentoring or an adult making a difference in your life? And I was thinking about that today because I think it's connected to the last 10 years of my involvement in Ketchikan. When I was a high school student, a neighbor, my mother had been hospitalized for mental problems, a neighbor came and sat down with me and said, "It's not your fault." I still remember her name. I see that place. And I think that's been underneath all the time, is to find a way to give that kind of support to youth. So it is really rewarding. I can't believe it's 10 years. By the way, we will be doing fundraising and donations, and we will get paid staff, and then I'll retire again.
Well, that's really good to hear that that stuck with you all of your life, and now hopefully you're doing the same for many other youth here in Ketchikan. Well, congratulations on 10 years, and look forward to the open house on Friday.
Thanks, Ruth.
Thanks for coming in.